We begin tonight with a major setback for supporters of legalized pot. After a long review, the Obama administration decided that marijuana will remain what is called a Schedule I drug. Same as heroin, the category for drugs with no medical application. That puts the federal government in conflict with states that have made pot legal either for recreational or medicinal use. We have more now from Don Daler.
The Drug Enforcement Administration said marijuana has no currently accepted medical use and treatment in the United States. This decision keeps marijuana classified as a Schedule I drug, like heroin and LSD, which means the federal government only approves of its use under strictly limited research conditions. Schedule Chuck Rosenberg is acting administrator for the DEA.
It's not about danger. Stuff in Schedule I could be really dangerous. Or not as dangerous. It's whether or not it's a safe and effective medicine.
In violation of federal law, New Jersey is one of 42 states and the District of Columbia that allow the use of various forms of marijuana for medical use. Dr. Thomas Bolavia of Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, has been prescribing it for over 3 years.
MS patients have a better quality of life. People with glaucoma do much better. And especially for people who have been in auto accidents and have chronic pain, it really does a great job for them.
And yet there is still such a stigma. This patient didn't want to be identified.
Helped me. Medical marijuana has helped me in so many ways. I no longer take Percocets for back pain like candy. I don't use them hardly ever.
A recent CBS News poll shows 87% of Americans approve of medical marijuana. Michael Collins is with the Drug Policy Alliance.
And they really have their head in the sands. And so I think this is an agency that time and again has proven that it is out of step with science, research, public opinion, political movement on this issue. And I think today's decision is another example of that.
The administration will increase the amount of marijuana available for research, as well as open testing up at more institutions. Currently, only the University of Mississippi is allowed to supply marijuana for research.
Garden State Dispensary is one of five operating in New Jersey, and all of these plants are being grown for medicinal use, even though the DEA says that's still illegal. Scott, the Department of Justice has made it clear they will not prosecute as long as patients and doctors follow state law.
Don Daler reporting for us. Don.